God bless you, my father's children and friends of the Lord Jesus, our Christ. Our capable worship leader, Minister Anne Marie Lattie, honorees on this joyous and momentous occasion, Dr. Darrell L. Armstrong, his beautiful and lovely wife, Sister Armstrong, to the ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ, including those three of the men that labor with me in the Evergreen pulpit, Reverend Alvin Warford, Minister Mark Williams, Minister Jimmy Lindsay, to the Honorable Mayor of this great city, Mayor Jackson, to the officers and members of the Shiloh Baptist Church, officers and members of the Evergreen Church, and all these friends of the Lord Jesus who come tonight to be blessed of our God. God is blessing us right now. God knows how to bless us. He knows when to bless us. He knows where to bless us. And no one can stop God from blessing us. If one door is closed, he'll open another door. If one bridge is torn down, he's a bridge over troubled waters. And he makes ways even out of no way. Come tonight to say congratulations to this pastor, his lovely wife and family, and to this church family for 15 years of pastoral ministry. I must add 15 years of faithful, effective pastoral ministry. I believe most of us have lived long enough to have known someone who was faithful but not effective. But this pastor has been faithful and effective. Thank God for all the mighty works he's allowed him to do, the vision he gave him when he came here, the perseverance he's demonstrated. Thank God for the souls that have been saved, the persons baptized, the families that have been blessed, the bereaved that have been comforted, the despondent who have been encouraged, those who were standing at the crossroads of life, wondering which way to go, the man of God stood in the gap and pointed the way and reminded them to trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him. He shall direct thy path. God bless you, Dr. Armstrong. We thank God for your fellowship, your friendship, and for the great work you're doing, not only in Trenton and Shiloh, in this state, in our state convention, General Baptist Convention, New Jersey, in our National Baptist Convention, USA Incorporated, now a member of the executive board of our Foreign Mission Board. Thank God for his work throughout the world because he took seriously the command of the Christ, go ye therefore and teach all nations. I told the Evergreen Church when I came there more than 45 years ago that I thank God that Evergreen is in the world, but Evergreen is not into all the world. And the Lord said, go into all the world. And I thank God for it. Then I thank God because this pastor is generous and caring. He's a man that's fun to be around. That's a blessing. I want to ask a question. I want to ask you to do me a big favor. Please look at the person sitting next to you and ask them, are you fun to be around? Again, I believe we've lived long enough to have been around someone that wasn't fun to be around. But Dr. Darrell L. Armstrong is fun to be around. Not only academically prepared, but he hasn't lost a common touch. He can walk with the highest, the kings and presidents, and yet he is down to earth with a common person. Friendly and approachable. Thank God for it. And then I want to commend him on the lovely wife he has. He has a beautiful wife. I've said it once, don't y'all be offended with me, that any man that feels his wife is not beautiful, don't blame me for it. Because I didn't make the selection. And I actually feel sorry for a man with an ugly wife. But this pastor has a beautiful wife. Evergreen might not know. Stand up, let Evergreen see you, my dear. Stand up, let Evergreen see you. Yeah. And having said that, I'm going to ask my beautiful, vivacious wife, the lovely Dorothy S. Campbell, to please stand. Please stand. Blessing on you. Blessing on you. You're going home with the right man. You're going home with the right man. Thank God for you. Thank God for you. We're delighted to have been invited on this great occasion as a man of God who is much deserving. He's been honored for many years of service and his family along with him. Thank God for the contribution they've made and are making and will make in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. A young man, a very promising future. Only the Lord knows what all he's going to become before the Lord calls him to higher heights and greater service. So it does not yet appear all he's going to be. I hope one day he'll be president of General Baptist Convention of New Jersey. He would do an excellent job. That would be my heart desire. So we thank God for you. Don't want to take up too much time. I'm usually not a long preacher, especially by guessing amen. When I look at the deacon, if they're saying amen, it calls me to go on. Can I get an amen from over here? Can I get an amen from over here? If we are on the New Jersey Turnpike, coming north, and exit 4 is Camden, Philadelphia, I can get off at exit 4. And if nobody says that, exit 7, McGuire Fort Dix. Still quiet. Exit 11, Garden State Parkway. Exit 15E is Newark. If I still don't hear amen, watch out George Washington Bridge and Canada, here I come. So let me just ask you, can I get an amen? Yeah. All right. The point is well taken. Mr. Mayor, the point is well taken. God bless you. What a wonderful, lovely, beautiful, responding congregation. Thank God for you. And you've been like the last time I was here, you were like that, and you still like that even better. I invite your attention and consideration to the book of Ephesians, the 4th chapter, the 11th and 12th verses. The book of Ephesians, chapter 4. Verses 11 and 12, we find this record. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. I want to preach about the gifts the Lord gives to the church. The gifts the Lord gives to the church. My brothers and sisters, the Lord gives gifts to people, and he gives gifted people to the church. We should thank the Lord for the gifted pastors and teachers, gifted musicians and singers, wise and faithful deacons, efficient trustees, congenial and dependable ushers, wonderful greeters that make people feel welcome in the house of God. All other gifted persons have been given to the church that we might be better, we might be stronger, we might be encouraged along the way. I said to Devil Green Church some years ago, from the moment someone drives up in our parking lot until the moment they drive away, I want them to have an inspiring, encouraging, uplifting experience. Because I want them to realize they've been in the house of God, in the presence of God, and the people of God. James 1:17 tells us every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. The Lord knows what we need. He also knows who we need. Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Isn't the Lord good all the time? I sincerely believe that God is a mighty God, and God is a good God. And the truth is, God is a mighty, mighty good God. You know how blessed we are that he's our God. Our God is good to everyone, everywhere, all the time. Thank God for his unconditional love, his sufficient grace, his enduring mercy, his precious promises that he's given unto us. Nahum 1:7, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. And he knoweth them that trust in him. Oh, brothers and sisters, I am inspired and encouraged by the lives and works of the gifted people the Lord gave the early church. Among the many gifted people the Lord gave is Simon Peter, the Galilean fisherman, who became an apostle and a powerful preacher on the day of Pentecost. Peter preached and 3,000 souls were saved and added to the church. It is a blessing to be a genuine Christian. It is also a blessing to be a member of the body of Christ. The Holy Spirit enabled Simon Peter to do a marvelous and miraculous work in the name of Christ. The Lord can use whom he wants to, when he wants to, and where he wants to, and as often as he wants to. Aren't you glad about that? And he has a history of doing extraordinary things with ordinary people. Barnabas was among the gifted people the Lord gave the early church. He was a generous man. He was also helpful and encouraging to fellow believers. It is a blessing to know generous, encouraging people. Let me just ask you one more question before I move on. Look at the person next to you. Ask, are you generous and encouraging? Are you generous? Not just are you generous, but are you generous and encouraging? It's a blessing to be around people who are generous and encouraging. Every pastor, every church would love to have members who are generous and encouraging. Barnabas made a difference in the early church at Jerusalem and in Antioch. The Bible says in Acts 11:24, for he was a good man and full of the Holy Ghost and of faith, and much people were added to the church. Priscilla and Aquila were two people that were gifted in so many ways and a blessing to the church. They helped Paul and Apollos in the work of the Lord. They opened their home for Christians to assemble and praise the Lord. In the early church, Saul of Tarsus, who became known as Paul the Apostle, was a gifted leader. He was a man of prayer and praise. Oh, it's good to be around a man, a woman of prayer and praise. I don't know about you, but I love the Lord. He heard my cry and pitied every groan. Long as I live, when troubles rise, I'll hasten to his throne. And then I love to praise the Lord. No one has to coach me. No one has to twist my arm. No one has to prime my pump. I don't have to have a crowd. I love to praise him. Praise him because he's God. Praise him because he's good. Praise him because he saved us. And praise him because Jesus died for us. Praise him because he's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Oh, thank God. He was a man of faith and faithfulness. God could depend on Paul. Paul was not only one of those persons you could count, he's one of those persons you can count on. And it's good to be a person that somebody can not only count, but can count on. Count on to be faithful. Count on to show up. Count on to do what is supposed to be done. Oh, thank God he was a man of faith and faithfulness. Then he was a man of dedication and determination. And when I think of a man that's a man of prayer and praise, man of faith and faithfulness, a man of dedication and determination, I think of the pastor of this church, Dr. Armstrong, who I like that name too, Armstrong. Is that all right? The pastor of a big church like this, you got to be strong now. You can't be no rubber leg brother. No. You can't be no jelly back brother either. No, a pastor of a strong church like this, you got to be a strong man. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Paul was a gifted, hard-working apostle. He was persecuted, the church, but the Lord saved him. And Paul was an effective church leader. In 1 Corinthians 15:9-10, Paul declared, "For I am the least of the apostles, and am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. For I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God, which is with me." Paul's testimonies inspires and strengthen us. I know whom I have believed. He didn't say, I know what I have believed. I know whom I have believed. And I'm persuaded that he's able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. And I stop by reminding that our God is able to save, able to heal, able to deliver, able to make ways out of no ways, able to remove stumbling blocks out of your way, able to take care of all situations. Our God is able. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Notice, Paul wrote this letter to the Ephesian Christians when he was a prisoner in Rome. The apostle wrote to instruct and encourage the congregation. They lived in a pagan city. They lived in a dangerous world. This letter to the Ephesians is a treatise in ecclesiology. It presents the Lord of the church and the church of the Lord. In the first three chapters, the apostle deals with doctrine. Oh, thank God for doctrine. In the last three chapters, he deals with duties. Thank God for doctrine, but thank God for duties. For the Lord said, go into the vineyard and work, and whatever is right, I'll pay you. I'm from down South Carolina. Had some members down there, they call them bench members. I mean, I don't do nothing. I don't sing on the choir. I don't usher. I'm not a deacon. I just come and chill out and check out. I'm just a bench member. I take care of the bench. Anybody know what I'm talking about? But thank God the Lord said, go into the vineyard and work. And whatever is right, I'll pay you. Thank God for Ephesians. In Ephesians, we are instructed how we should walk as servants of Jesus Christ. We are admonished to walk in unity, walk in purity, walk in love, walk in light, walk in wisdom. In this fourth chapter of Ephesians, of which the text is a part, we are told to walk worthy of the vocation of which we are called. This scripture is familiar and informative. Unlike the spiritual gifts in the Corinthians, this scripture presents people as gifts to the church. Thank God that God has given people who are gifts to the church. Now, everybody who thinks there's a gift is not a gift. Have you ever been around somebody who thought there was a gift? They can hardly stand themselves. Their head all up in the air. No, they think they're a gift, but no. Most of the time, they are not a gift. A gift that people have the way of being humble. Gifted people have the way of being helpful. Gifted people have the way of being available. in the good times and bad times, when the storms of life are raging, they have a way of being available. They're a gift to somebody. They have the attitude, if I can help somebody as I pass along, if I can share somebody with a word or song, if I can show somebody he's traveling wrong, then my living will not be in vain. In Corinthians, we find the gift of faith, healing, wisdom, the gift of tongues, miracles, prophecy, and the gift of discerning spirits. Thank God for all these gifts. However, this scripture I have selected tonight, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists and pastors and teachers, they are gifts to the church. In this fourth chapter of Ephesians, the apostle tells us the purpose of these gifts, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Oh, thank God, God gives gifts for a reason and for a purpose. Oh, we know the saints are in need of being perfected. I don't care how long we've been on the journey, we're not perfect yet. We may have been around somebody who thought they were perfect, but we're not perfect yet. We're in a process. Somebody said, please be patient with me. God is not through with me yet. No, we're in a process. We're growing in grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The gift the Lord gives the church should be appreciated and esteemed. Oh, I commend you tonight, Shiloh, for pausing in the busy schedules of life. Take time to tell this pastor you're loved, you're appreciated, you esteem. Your sacrifices are not going unnoticed. Your work is standing out conspicuously. And we just want to pause long enough to let you know that to us you're important. You're a powerful person. You're a VIP in our lives. Isn't that good to know? Everybody want to be a VIP in somebody's lives. Can you say amen, Sister Camera? Everybody wants somebody to be a VIP in their life. We should pray to God that we bless these leaders who are faithful in the work of the Lord. As Christian leaders, we are involved in preparing true believers that they might serve to the glory of God. We pray and work that souls might be saved, that saints might be strengthened, that the church might carry on its business in the world. For the church is in the world to perform for Christ, to transform the world to Christ. As Christian leaders, we engage in perfecting the saints for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. We're trying to help everybody. However, everybody is not easy to help. I wonder if we have a witness here. Have you ever met somebody that wasn't easy to help? But we're trying to help everybody. God has given many different kinds of gifts to the church. Salvation is a gift from God to the church. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9, for by grace are ye saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God, not of works, not that any man should boast. And I thank God tonight that I'm saved. I'm not just Baptist. I'm not just a preacher. I'm not just a pastor. I'm saved. Saved by his power divine. Saved. The new life sublime. Life now is sweet. My joy is complete. I'm saved. I'm saved. I'm saved. Eternal life is a gift from God to the church. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. John 10:28, Jesus said, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, and neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Joy is a gift from God. Let me remind you, this joy I have, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. Peace is a gift from God. Jesus said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Thank God for the gifts he gave the church. God gave Moses
to lead Israel out of Egypt. God gave Elijah to call the people back from the idolatry. And God gave John the Baptist to be a forerunner of Jesus Christ. But the greatest gift God gave is Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus came all the way from heaven down. He came with the power, rams of glory, where angels and archangels, seraphim and cherubim, were singing answers unto him, saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." He came down through 42 generations. He came down through the seed of Abraham. He came down through the tribe of Judah. He came down through the lineage of David, all the way from heaven down, born in Bethlehem, reared in Nazareth, baptized in Jordan, performed miracles in desert places. He went about doing good. I'm so glad he healed the sick and raised the dead. He cleansed the lepers and cast out demons. He scattered fevers and dried up dish of blood. May the lame walk, the mute talk, and the blind see. I'm glad he gave sight to the blind. But most of all, I'm glad he went to Calvary. Calvary, Calvary. Thank God for Calvary. Blood-soaked hill of pain and death. Calvary, windswept hill of pain and suffering. He died on Calvary. He didn't fall asleep. He didn't lapse into a coma. He died on that cross. He died with nails in his hand, nails in his feet, and a wound in his side. He died, and the centurion cried, "Surely, surely, surely, this man was the Son of God." He was buried in a borrowed grave, and he stayed there all night, Friday night. He stayed there all day Saturday. He stayed there all night, Saturday night. But early, 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 early Sunday morning, he got up with all power, saving power, healing power, delivering power, cleansing power, problem-solving power, all power. Is there anybody here that know my Jesus? Is there anybody here that love the Lord? I want to know, do you know my Jesus? I want to know, do you know the Lord? Is he all right? All right? All right? Can you say yes? 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 He's all right. Can nobody do me like Jesus? He's my Lord. He's my Savior. He's my healer. He's my deliverer. He's my way maker. He's my burden bearer. Heavy load sharer. He's all right with me. And he gave some prophets and some apostles and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Thank God for the gifts. I love the gifts. I praise him for the gifts. I thank him for the gifts. Can nobody do me like Jesus? Nobody. Nobody. I love him. I praise him. I thank him. I rejoice in him. There may be someone here tonight who don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and personal Savior. You heard about him, you heard preachers preach about him, you heard Pastor Armstrong preach about him. You heard choir sing about him. You hear so many people pray to him, but you've never met him for yourself. It's not a difficult thing to do. God is not slack concerning his promise. As some men count slackness,
was long-suffering to us, but not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. If you're here tonight and you're not saved, I encourage you, I invite you, accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Become a born-again Christian. Go away from this place, walking in the newness of life. You might say, Brother Preacher, how can I do that? If you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. With the heart, man believes in righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. The Bible says, whosoever called upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you're a born again believer, you know that you know that you know that you know that you're born again, but you don't have a church home, I invite you, come unite with the church. The invitations are extended. Christian discipleship, church membership. Time choir. Somebody may be almost persuaded. Somebody may be almost persuaded. God bless you. God bless you.